Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, broads. Okay, if you have ever listened to a parent or a close friend or a relative tell a story or a memory and you wish you had some way to hold on to those memories forever, thanks to StoryWorth, you can. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones connect through sharing stories and memories, and it'll preserve these stories for a year to come. Each week, you get to pick a thought-provoking question to have emailed to your loved one, and then StoryWorth will collect the answers through the year. I gave the gift of StoryWorth to my dad and father-in-law for Father's Day, and oh my goodness, it has been so interesting now that we've gotten our books in the mail and everything over a year later. It is so interesting to read all of their responses and, you know, there's a lot of questions I would never even think to ask them that got answered. And it's something I can pass down to my kids one day. And it's just really special. I love StoryWorth. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on your first purchase, and you just have to go to storyworth.com/chatty. That's StoryWorth.com/chatty, and you will save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/chatty.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Oof. Foamy. Was yours foamy?
Mine was scary. Mine was all the kind of fucked up top again.
Mine's foamed up.
Oh.
Do you ever drink a beer when you're actually thirsty?
Yeah, I've done that.
That's one of my, that just happened right now.
When you get hydrated from your beer?
I just had some Takis. Some spicy Takis.
Those are the Doritos chili limon.
They're very spicy. They lighten me up.
I like them.
They're fantastic. I'm just saying they're spicy. I was like, ooh. So I drank that beer like I needed water. And I feel like that is the perfect place to drink beer.
When
you drink beer for hydration, it's one of the most satiating things you'll ever have.
This actually pairs better with beer than Takis do.
I think Takis have a little bit more of that like tang.
Yeah.
This feels less tang.
You guys, if you've ever seen the Doritos Taki knockoff
rip
thing,
off,
they're really good. I branched out today to try them and I'm not regretting it. I really like them and I'm a big Takis proponent. I like them a lot.
You are a Takis guy.
I really like them, but I've tried out some different chips and I like the other chips too. These are really good.
I feel like when we record this podcast, this is your cheat day because you're like, your family's very healthy. You guys are very like, you know, conscious of those things, you know, in your daily life. But then every time Grayston shows up, it's just like a bag of candy and chips and beer. Like it's cheat night.
The bodega down the street from their house, which I always have to pick up. Evan's never paid me for beer, by the way.
Honestly, it's true.
He's never paid me for beer, and he always drinks the beer after the podcast.
I do. It's so true.
He's never even offered once to buy beer for the podcast.
Well, here's the thing. I will pay you.
I'm going to put it on an invoice.
It's like, what is $7.99 times 50?
They're more than that. We've gone over this because have me buy the nice stuff, mm-hmm. Miller Lite.
Right. So we're probably at $400 a beer at this
Something
point.
Something like that.
No, but it is funny you said that because I do think every time I'm like, oh yeah, we need to get some beer because he'll text me and I'll be like, oh, we got beer. Oh, never mind. We don't have beer because I drank it.
Like I just bought a 12 pack.
I'm sorry, dude. It's so true. It's like this special beer in the fridge for the EP show. And then during the week, I'll just like, I'll just have one.
And then I don't blame you.
And then by the time it's around, there's no beer left.
I refuse to record if we don't have a beverage, you know?
Yeah. So I'll listen, put it in the invoice and I'll send you my
I'll put it on the invoice. Yeah. Thanks. But I can't resist. I mean, I'm about to be in the car after this for an hour driving, right, you know, back. Driving it's like, home. I want some snack. Trust me, road trip snacks are not healthy.
They never are. But they're fantastic. Like, you know, what's my go-to road trip snack?
In-N-Out.
Well, not, I wouldn't say that's a meal. Okay.
Sure.
So yeah, In-N-Out's amazing. I'm just saying, like, if I, because, you know, I'm talking about like when you go get your tank filled.
Yeah, just the snack.
And then you
just
walk the, into the AM, PM, and you, what are you going to get? Here's my like four go-tos. A vitamin water, a Diet Dr. Pepper. I'll get both too, because I'll be like, you know, sampling. Beef jerky. But the number one for me is Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are so good. Like,
I get a Cheez-Its, I could sit down and eat boxes of Cheez-Its and never be over Cheez-Its.
They're so much better than Goldfish. It's not even funny.
Oh, dude, I don't. Jess and Ember love Goldfish. I don't even get it.
I will smash a carton of Goldfish, but if you put Goldfish next to Cheez-Its, I'll drop kick the Goldfish into the street and just take the Cheez-Its.
I only eat Goldfish because they're there. Yeah. I've never once like bought Goldfish for myself.
No, Cheez-Its are the superior.
It's the salt
cheddar snack.
It's so cheesy and salty. It's unbelievable.
None of these variations of what Cheez-It does.
No,
just the regular
Cheez-It, even the white cheddar. It's like completely different.
And some people feel strongly about that.
Really?
I just want like Becca likes the white cheddar.
The Parmesan ones. The Parmesan ones.
Get out of here. The pepper jack.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with that. Just give me the regular Cheez-It. I also really like cheddar popcorn.
Love
like smart food.
Love cheddar popcorn.
Some smart food. Cheddar pop. Even just the shitty circus one.
I have a popcorn idea.
What's your popcorn idea? I love popcorn.
Well, I don't feel like I should release this because I think this might be $1 billion idea.
But guys, copyrighted here. You heard it first.
Okay, don't steal this.
Don't steal our ideas, please.
I had an idea and I was like, why don't restaurants regularly, like I'm sure this exists, why don't restaurants serve as a appetizer, like gourmet flavored popcorn? So like make homemade popcorn and then toss it in like Cheeto mix. You know what I mean? Toss it in some like really fancy, you know, truffle flavors to where like, oh yeah, we're going to get a big thing of truffle cheesy popcorn for the table while we wait
and
for
it's
our
like
food.
$8.
There could be like cayenne pepper popcorn. There could be like truffle. There could be cheesy. There could be hot fire. There could be so many different flavors. And I even thought like as a food truck, that'd be sick. Imagine you're walking home from a show or a club or whatever, and all of a sudden there's this popcorn truck and they have like all different types of super tasty popcorn.
Dude, I'll do it on the stove. I'll pop the kernels and then I do a fat thing of butter with Parmesan cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
And nutritional yeast.
So that's what
salt and pepper. And I'm just like,
oh. Just right there. It sounds amazing, right? And
it's
if you
incredible.
Had 20 variations of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go for it.
That'd
the
be amazing.
Hot sauce ones. Hot I know people sauce do the hot ones, sauce popcorn.
Chili pepper ones. Parmesan. I mean, I don't see why people don't do this. And I feel like you could charge, $8 to $10 for this. And it would cost the restaurant 20 cents.
It would, because popcorn's dirt cheap.
It's nothing.
You know, I had another comedy set idea that when you were talking about your idea and we taught people not to take our ideas, I reminded me of it. I went
first
over
of all,
it with Becca.
I know,
both
before
of us
you get
thought
into
it
this,
was really funny.
Before you get into this, is this actually a bit? Because last time you didn't have a bit, you just talked about what a bit would be about.
No, it's a would be.
All right, give me.
Well, I'm giving you the finesse comes in when we have to work out some of it. But it's a scenario. Okay, scenario. Okay. Imagine this really embarrassing scenario.
Okay.
This was the scenario that we were joking about in the living room. Okay.
Okay.
Imagine you're sitting down with your family.
Okay.
They were out of town. You were house sitting at their house. They're out of town. And then Jess proceeds to tell your parents, let's say you and Jess were house sitting for your parents.
Okay.
Or let's say you're house sitting for
this is already
Jess's. I'm trying to think about it. Okay. You're house sitting for Jess's parents.
Okay.
Okay.
With Jess.
Yeah.
Her parents are out of town.
And then Jess tells her parents that you masturbated on their bed.
Okay.
And then
why? Did I actually?
Just imagine her parents, how her parents would react
okay
to that. we were doing this with, we were going and just think about like your parents' reaction to having to hear this information.
I think I'd be more, if I heard about, like, I feel like the concern is less about the fact that I masturbated on their bed and more about the fact that why are you masturbating on the bed you and your wife are there? Like,
that's erroneous.
But that's a weird, I'm thinking in terms of like, if that was me and I heard like, oh, my son-in-law masturbated on the bed, I'd be like, I was expecting you to say, oh, by the way, we had sex in your bed.
Well,
but like masturbating on the bed is like, well, why are you doing that?
I don't know why we got on that, but we were just talking about of like offensive, like if like things that would be like with her family, if she just threw me under the bus on this. Oh, right. Like, kind of stuff.
She know great. Probably be beat
like,
off on your bed.
We were like, her dad would be like, no, what? No. Like, and we were like her brother. Like we can just see her brother's reaction in the room. Right. Just being like, walking in to hearing it and just walking out, shaking his head. Or he'd be like, wait, what did you say?
Right. What did you just say? Yeah.
Or her mom would just be like, no.
Right.
We were doing my mom.
So
anyway, we were going,
can I massage this a little bit?
You could build this into a set.
I feel like, no. See,
it might not be as fire as my other idea.
I disagree. Okay. Wow. Okay. Hold on.
It might not be as
I think calling your idea is fire is liberal.
Some of my other ideas have been extremely fire.
Here, it's not extremely fire.
It's not, look, it's a different vein from idea and pitch than restaurant popcorn appetizer and hors d'oeuvre. We're talking comedy set here. There's got to be
comedy.
Some...
This is just like silly situations. I think this is what we're missing here.
Providing, maybe it's this, sitcom.
This is
comedy.
Exactly. This is where
it's
I'm
not
going
stand-up
to.
Comedy.
This is where I'm going to. This is more situational movie sitcom comedy. This is not stand-up because you're not providing actually any joke. You're providing scenarios. If we move this into like a sitcom, like a Seinfeld episode.
Okay, we're in the writer's room now.
I'm like, yes.
We're in the writer's room
now. We're making sense.
We have something here, right?
This is a concept for like, you know what I could see this in? King of Queens.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
He masturbates on the parents' bed and then they're having, or George masturbates on his parents' bed.
This idea is starting to smolder. We might not be completely on fire.
We got off stage,
it's smoldering.
And we got into the studio.
Yeah, we're putting something together. It's an idea. It's made it onto the board.
I like it.
Okay, good.
I like it.
Great.
But now that we've moved out of all your ideas being stand up, I'm sitting much better with them.
Yeah, not all of them are stand-up, but they are in the vein of comedy.
It's comedic.
Yeah.
But stand-up is such a different thing. I couldn't see it.
My other ones are good for stand-up.
I would say they're all more...
As launch points.
I would say they're all much more...
I need more from you on that. I need more support than that, than what I'm getting.
No, what I'm saying is like the sitcom. Mm. That's my support. Mm-hmm. I'll be your producer, you know?
I always wanted, have you ever imagined, I mean, this is kind of like a talk show, but have you ever imagined like yourself hosting a variety show or like having like more of a, like an evening talk show?
Well, it's interesting. So just last night, I was at James Corden working.
Oh, okay.
I had an artist that was performing.
I didn't know if you were his guest. I was like, why wasn't I invited?
I was on there. He wanted to hear about what I do. No. And so I've been to probably like five of these things now. I've been to Kimmel, Fallon, Corden twice, so like I've seen it a lot, and it's funny, I will watch it sometimes and be like, what would this be like to do? And my thoughts are fun for a little bit and then brutal after a long time.
That's how everything,
if you had to do it every night, hey, welcome back to the show, I was like, oh, here we go again. You're
no
doing
matter
it five
what,
nights a week,
you just have to put that face
you
on.
Gotta be Mr. Nice Guy every night. Kind of brutal.
Super brutal. That's where, you know, I would probably start smoking cigarettes again.
Yeah, you got to handle the stress somehow.
It's amazing how they help. It's amazing how vices help.
A vice is an interesting thing.
You know, Becca listened to
our episode.
Yeah, and it's the first time.
By the way, I hope you all enjoyed it. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was enlightening for us. I hope it was, you guys learned something about Evan and I through that process.
She's amazing. It's still wizardry to me. I don't understand how she can just know exactly what we need, what we've gone through, it's just,
I thought shocking. About it where I'm just like, how, why are you asking about this stuff?
Like, how do you know to ask about this?
What the hell in my birth chart made you bring up, what in your birth chart made her talk about dentist stuff?
I know. It's insane. Obviously there's a science to it. It's just too, you know what it's like? We're like people that like didn't know fire existed and someone brought fire. And we're like, whoa.
Dude, Becca was bringing up where she was like, dude, the thing about like your other name.
Yeah.
Like your other middle. I was like, dude, no. Oh,
remember, remember when she's like, that's not it. I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like what the
how
fuck,
do you know he
dude?
Has two? That was crazy.
It was weird. Anyway, Becca was like, it was suddenly what I thought was so funny is like, we've been having a lot of conversations about my anxiety and she's always like, you know, like not fully on board with my like, dude, I have it really bad right now.
Oh,
and
like I'm thinking you just need to chill out almost.
She just, yeah. And then when she'd heard her valid like talk about it, she was suddenly just like, babe, like it was, you know, she came to table finally and I was like, what, it took like this astrologer?
Yeah, because I don't believe you, but someone like, else to
the
tell me help me
the,
yeah
the, you know,
which
this.
I could understand because sometimes it's hard when you're a partner, you're like, you know, it's hard to like yeah. see past it when someone else confirms that it helps for sure.
It's what she said, having a third party, but it's also a third party she approves of. But it
right,
was like,
right.
dude, it was like wizardry. It was crazy.
It's wizardry, dude. I don't understand it. It's shocking. It's shocking how someone can look at a chart of just the when you were
I'm
born
like,
and then tell you all these things.
I would have wanted the full 2 hours to be like, what do you dive into on like doing the like, what's her weight? Like when people get past her wait list, what are those private sessions?
This was
like?
The popcorn appetizer.
Mm.
But you know, but you want that like 4 hour dish. You know, you want the whole deal.
I've eaten too much popcorn before.
I've never done that.
I've done it. Maybe it's that I put too much butter on a large amount of
popcorn.
So it kind of
wrecked you a little bit.
Too much butter. Kind of. Yeah. Too much Parmesan. It's okay.
You okay?
I've been.
Can we stop?
Can we take a break?
Can we take 5? And we're back.
Hey, guys. Are you ready for the most dramatic season finale?
Of all time.
Of all time. Again.
Every time. You want to get into this?
We can get into it now. I guess it's a fair chance. I wanted our episode to start off before we got distracted. I really wanted to start off the most dramatic Chatty Bros episode
of all time. But before we do, a new Kardashians mm-hmm. is out.
New Kardashians.
And a new cruise line.
I really thought, I thought Jesse was going to segue into a wine ad when he was like, it's so dramatic, you're going to need to open up.
Yes,
a glass you're going to need wine. To have a glass of wine. And I thought for certain he was about to be like,
my new wine just dropped. Jesse's Cabernet.
Yeah, yeah. I thought 1000% we were about to be like, and under your chairs is a bottle of.
You know, he just called the audience a bunch of alcoholics. He's like, I know you all drink too much, so you better get that old box of wine out.
Also, wine, not like you might need a stiff drink for this one, because isn't that like the classic? Is like, you're going to need to pour yourself a stiff drink. I've got some, you know, there's going to be some crazy news that we're about to break.
Yes, but I would imagine most of the viewers drink some wine over, you know, because it's kind of a, it's like an event, classy. Oh, it's wine.
Let's just say it. We think most of them are women and women like wine.
No, I prefer wine over a
cocktail.
Is that
really not what you're thinking?
No, I was just thinking like wine. It's kind of watch the show in wine. I don't think people, I don't picture people watching The Bachelor and having like tequila. I picture them like sipping wine and watching the show.
Do you think my assumption is that I was just being, that I was just toxic right there?
No, but maybe it's the fact that I love wine. Are you the problem?
Do I have problems?
All right, let's get into it.
Got to interrupt for a quick word from our sponsors. Look, the holidays are coming up. Life is ramping up, or it's just maintaining the speed it's been at. It's hard to have meals prepped at your home. You have to eat so many times a day, and to have nutritious food just ready to go is not always easy. But Daily Harvest makes your life so much simpler when it comes to meal prep. When you sign up for Daily Harvest, you'll get delicious meals and snacks, all built around organic fruits and vegetables delivered right to your door. They have options for every time of day, smoothies or oat bowls in the morning, maybe a hearty soup or a flatbread for lunch. harvest bowls for dinner. They even have vegan ice cream or plant-based ice cream for dessert. My kids are obsessed. You deserve one less thing to worry about in the coming months. Give a gift to yourself. Let Daily Harvest take care of the fruits and veggies that you need. Go to dailyharvest.com/chatty. You can get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/chatty for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/chatty. Oh, and flip. Okay, I have to admit, I have spent a decent amount of money on beauty products over the years, and unfortunately, some of this hard-earned cash was spent on products that did not end up being worth the money. I want to be able to browse for a product, see a ton of reviews for it, decide if I want it, and then get it right when I want it if I choose. I don't think that's too much to ask, but I couldn't find a real solution to this until I found Flip. It is the latest beauty app. It's shaking up the way we shop for beauty and wellness. You can see real reviews of beauty products, because sometimes when you like shop on other platforms, there's a bunch of fake reviews or like reviews from people who have gotten the products for free. Not on Flip. Every review is from real verified users, and they have over 500 different brands available to shop on their app. So finding any new product you need, whether it be a face wash or a mascara, it's now easy because you have tons of detailed video reviews to look at before you buy. They also offer free same-day shipping, easy returns, really great customer service, and so much more. So up your beauty shopping game with Flip. Download the Flip app for free today, and you can save 30% on your first order with code CHATTY. Go treat yourself. Get some new beauty or wellness products for 30% off. Use code CHATTY for 30% off your first order. Code CHATTY for 30% off your first Flip order.
All right.
Drama.
This was hectic.
This was super hectic.
It was so hectic.
I'm so happy it was finally a dramatic episode too, and not just
they
like...
They saved it. They really saved it.
Yeah.
It packed a punch. So what do you want to get into first? Let's get into...
Tino and Rachel. The easy one is honestly just... Gabby, great for you. You almost fucking blew it. I'll say that. Do we want to go with the easy one, or do we want to just go in order?
Let's do with the Eric Gabby thing. I mean, my whole takeaway with their whole thing is that she's like a sweetheart, and like he came back into the room in the beginning before the show was over, and like had a conversation with her, and 2 seconds before her heart was broken, and 3 seconds later she's like has her hands around his neck while he's talking about how he messed up. And it's like, dude, she just is so easy to forgive. It's incredible. She just is so sweet. She's always just like, I totally understand. And then we're hugging, and then they get engaged. And then when he comes out on the show, remember there was a moment where they kept kissing? You could hear her saying, it's going to be okay. I'm here. It's going to be okay. And I'm thinking, dude, you don't deserve this person. Like, this person just keeps forgiving, keeps loving, and then supports you when you fuck up. It's like, it's kind of blowing my mind.
My hope is that she gets everything she deserves, and I hope that my take is the wrong take of the shortcomings that I saw in him. All I think he really needed to say in any of those situations, and the point where I was saying he almost blew it, was when he started talking about that conversation again in the live. Did you see her face when he was like, they asked him about that conversation and he started saying things, and it was like, dude, shut your fucking mouth.
Like, did you not learn anything from the previous
situation? Her face when he was like, started to go into it again, and she was like, please don't.
She's like, this is no, we just got through this.
All he needed to say in any of those was, I was really overthinking everything. I was overthinking all of it and just spiraling.
Right.
And that's all it was.
Yes.
That's all it was. They're catastrophizing the weight of the engagement. When like something I've always said is like the engagement at the end of the show doesn't fucking mean anything.
Right. We've said that like 4 weeks now.
You guys are going to date long distance until you move to the same city.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just going to rush off and get married a week after the show ends? No.
Right.
And you're just overthinking the whole process. And that's where I just, you know, surrender to it a little bit. And I was happy to see that he was able to do that. But when they were in the live, I was like, dude, you're almost blowing it all over again.
Yeah. And then I think when all the texts came out and all that stuff, like he kind of saw what had happened with Tino already. And he's like, I think best case scenario is I just shut up right now. And I just, or no, was it before? Were they before?
They brought the text up after, I think.
And oh, yeah, yeah, no, it was after. Yeah, so I think he watched the whole Tino thing go down. And then he was just like, I think the best thing for me to do is just to say I fucked up and then be quiet. So, like, dude, it was like, because it could have, like, if he would have started doing some defense shit, like, it could have gotten real weird real fast. So it's like, I felt like he learned from the Tino situation where it was like, okay, that was horrible. Let me just go ahead and just
be quiet. No, if anything, he learned from, what's his face, from the Men Tell All. When they were asking him about the two women he was dating simultaneously. Why can't I think of his name?
What's his name? Oh my God. Nate.
Nate.
But it's
and
just like,
when Nate was just like, yeah, it was a bad choice and I grew out of it. It's like, dude, that was you 3 months ago. But I love that Eric was just like fully, when he was talking about, like, he was starting to go into like his situation with this girl. And he's like, you know, I mean, when you're dating, you're just sort of like, you mean, unless you say you're exclusive, you're not classic. Really exclusive. It was like, dude, these guys are just like, yeah, every like, single one of them.
It's like a weird thing with Zach, with Eric, where I just felt like, is this who you are? Did you have a mistake? It's just, and then you're just starting to go like, I think this is who you are. So this is kind of my thing.
He was like, but my take, I just want to make sure we're on the same page, is he was like, yeah, I was seeing this girl, I was sleeping with her, and then I got told that I was going on The Bachelor, and like, you don't really get much of a heads up. And it was sort of like,
so I just bailed on her.
Am I going to bail on you or bail on The Bachelor? And he's like, I chose The Bachelor, and like, look how lucky I am from it.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the take to me. And I'm just like,
it's kind of scumbag vibes. You know what I mean? It's scumbag vibes.
But it's also like, are you not going to go on the show for someone you were dating, you've gone on 3 or 4 dates with, and you know them for a month?
But I also go on TV. But at the same time, I go, you know, this is coming from the guy that goes, oh, I didn't even know about the show. So it's like, yeah, if you were a diehard fan and you always wanted to get on the show, but like, he's playing it off like, I've never even seen the show and you know, I know what's though? Going on. And it's like, then he's texting her being like, oh, I care about her so much. For me, this is where I end up. I think I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I don't trust him. I don't think he's like, I don't know if he's the worst guy in the world or anything. I'm just saying, like, he from his reactions on the show where he was like, pissed when he wouldn't get the rose or pissed when she wouldn't date him, that is red flags to me. It's like, he's a quieter guy, so then he kind of gives you the illusion that he's not, but it's like, he had some red flags to me. The fact that he like would do this thing where he wouldn't chase after her, and then he'd be like, I just want to date you, like right before they're about to get engaged, like all these red flags, these are player red flags to me. For me, it comes down to this: Gabby's out of his league. Hate to say it, but like, I do think it's kind of one of those things. She's that like, I wish them happiness, but at the first sign of him causing issues, she's just going to that new level, and she's so like awesome that I'm just like, he better keep it together.
We're on Team Gabby over here. Yes. We're support. We're fans. One thing I want to commend you on though is, I wonder what you would have made money wise if you had bet on your choice, because you won.
Eric was my choice.
You won.
I technically won.
You won.
Wait, did I? I won the whole thing.
You did.
I won the whole thing. You because did. Holy shit, I just realized. Yeah, I won,
you won
the whole thing.
You won.
No one's left except my guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, just based off a picture.
Now, mine is...
All right, championship. Okay. I mean, I feel good about this.
What do you think the position on mine is? Because it's interesting.
Yours
I was
Avon?
Runner-up.
No.
Mine was Avon. I was runner-up.
Yes, okay.
Runner-up, but we have some questionable redemption situation coming in.
Let's get to that
later.
At the end of the arc.
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to know, where do you think, do I win? Did I win anything? Do I get like an...
You get a consolation prize.
A commemorative, like an honorary thing?
You get a consolation prize because he showed up.
I still get a prize though, right?
It's a smaller prize.
He was there at the end. He left with her at the end.
Yes. I mean, no, they were in the back like, talking.
They were hugging.
It's a consolation prize. It's a, you know what it is? It's like an honorable mention.
I mean, we're kind of getting, I don't want to get right. the whole into it, but I loved it.
Well, I think really we should, yeah. It. I mean, I won, and I think that's all that matters. Becca was close. She almost had it.
Yeah, she almost did.
But we were tied, and then I pulled through right at the end, baby. She just had all it. Based on a picture. Isn't that kind of crazy that we were all, like, actually, when you think about it, all four of us picked front runners. The four front runners
this
we picked.
This goes back to my theory that you know who's going to be in your top four from night one.
You really know. Yeah.
We could have called, look, all four of us had front runners.
Yeah, it's true.
All four of us had front runners.
Major interests.
The only reason Jess's didn't carry through was because
he had a child. That was the but she could tell she was like, if he didn't really have a child, and there wasn't that fear of being a mother, it could have been him all the way. Mm-hmm. So yes, all major front runners.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into the meat of the insanity. I mean, I couldn't, for me, this was the first time in a long time where I like stopped the episode three or four times and was just like digesting what was happening because it was just so insane. I couldn't believe. So it was like literally someone cleaning up vomit and then puking on the area they're cleaning up and being like, I can't get ahead of it. Like it was such a diabolical nightmare.
I just loved the performance.
It was the worst acting I've ever seen on his part.
What stands out to me was him trying to disconnect his microphone in the backyard.
Him going like this?
Shirt unbuttoned.
You could hear every word he said.
On the phone.
Okay, we'll get into this.
I just couldn't. I love him showing up with his diary.
Yeah.
Which I was like, yeah, you really write in your diary every night? Like, you could have just written this stuff down and be like, I've got my receipts. Look, I wrote this the day you said it to me. And being like, what the fuck? Like, well, I loved the diary entry.
Let's go back to the beginning of the proposal.
Thank you. Let's organize this.
Let's organize this. Because it is chaos. It's so much that we have to be on it a little bit. So, the proposal.
Great proposal.
And see, I already felt like there was a red flag because with Tino, there's two sides to Tino. There's the Tino who's just walking around talking to people. And then there's the Tino when he has to say something important to her. And all of a sudden he becomes like a wordsmith. But I've noticed something, and it's like he doesn't have emotion behind it. So me and Jess were talking, it's like I legitimately think he like memorizes lines that he writes because he's weirdly eloquent, but no one's home when he's saying it. It's like, and you're the love of my life.
Dude, when
and there's he, no like, and he doesn't say it like he means it. He says it like he's written down the script.
I got Spicoli vibes from him.
Yes.
You know, from Fast Times when he's like, Mr. Han.
Yes.
That was the vibe. I got like burnout, like pothead vibes.
Yeah, he's like, when he was like, I love you so much. But he was saying it. Every word was perfectly placed.
What are you talking about?
It started to get there.
Wait, what? Like, is Tino like a... What?
And even her, like, she wasn't...
she was on it.
Oh, well, no, we'll get to how awesome she was. But more what I'm saying is, like, in the beginning, or during the proposal, like, she wasn't very emotional. And it was like, you could tell that, like, something was off. Like, she was just kind of sitting there watching.
Because
she was bawling with Avon. And then with him, she was just kind of like smiling and happy, but like there wasn't the tears of joy and the embrace that was, it was kind of, they both, I almost sensed that they, there was something was off there.
I appreciated him throwing her for a loop in the proposal. I liked that.
Oh, when he said like, it's something I need to talk about. And then
I liked that in the beginning. And then she got the, you know, the ending she wanted.
Right.
Where she got her proposal, she got her happy ending, like she got to walk away with the ring and the
rode
man.
Off on a horse.
Yeah, like that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, good for her on that. I honestly, it's easy for me to go back and nitpick maybe like aspects of his proposal, but honestly, I thought in the timeline and order of events, I thought it was a great proposal.
On paper, it was good. I was just more reading the emotion of the room, and I felt like it was like, he doesn't seem to mean it that much, and she doesn't seem to be that excited. Like, it felt alien. Like, they didn't seem like two people who are overjoyed to be in love. It felt immediately kind of like something was off. I don't know. You know, anyway.
I just, dude, him.
So okay, then he cheats.
Let's go next. Yeah.
So he cheats. So like straight up, like, listen, I'm going to make a jump here and I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm just going to say this. If you can't not cheat for 2 months, like there's a massive fucking problem. If you can't be in a relationship, first of all, that's even long distance. So it's not even like you're seeing each other every day and you're like, I'm already over this. If you can't even last 2 months in a relationship without cheating, it's like, I don't even understand.
Let me just say, this isn't just any relationship.
High profile relationship.
You're in, you just got engaged to the Bachelorette.
You can't just chill for 2 months.
Your season hasn't even ended. The finale hasn't, you haven't even gone through everything yet. And you cheated on her.
It's shocking.
And this is now where, when I look at his parents, when I look into like what I was thinking of was, I was like, everyone's crucifying Tino's parents. And I'm like, Tino's parents actually know what's up. Where they were like,
yeah,
maybe they weren't, you know, Rachel. It's not that they didn't like you. They were like, Rachel, our son's an idiot. And we don't like this process because Tino's a dumbass. That was what I was. I know that's not what they were. That's how but I'm choosing to remember it.
But in hindsight, you're like, maybe instead of them disagreeing with the process, they were more like, you don't want to be with him.
You don't want to do this. Yeah, they were trying to like spare this. Her. Of just like, I mean, honestly, like you can go on this and call yourself meathead or meatball or whatever.
Ballhead.
Or, you know, and you can look dumb doing that. Or you can just look dumb in this way, which is worse. It's far worse.
So he cheats. Okay.
He cheats.
So this is what you hear on the show. He, you know, Jesse goes, well, hasn't been all rosy. He cheats. Right. So then they do the whole like Airbnb, you know, conversation,
which I just want to say, I love it. Like, imagine how hard the conversation must have been.
Oh, you're devastated.
Here it is, guys.
And you need to
film it. I love how toxic the show is in that way. Of just like, wait, holy, he cheated on you. First, we're showing up there. Don't talk to him. You're still under contract. We're showing up. You're getting mic'd up. Do you have a microphone on you now? Put it on. Yeah. Just mic up now. Yeah. Get ready. I love that the show, I mean, this is like the worst parts about it to me, but like, they pounce on this shit.
Shameless.
It's a shark smelling blood. Where
it's bloodbath.
Like, they smell this from so far. They're blind. You know, they're blind, but they smell this and they show up and they have their dead shark eyes looking right at the situation. Talk about emotionless people.
Insane. So, dude, I immediately thought he had like a Bible with him. I was like, he's quote scripture. What is he doing? So then he just was like, and she's like, hi. And he's like, can I come in? And then he sits down, and my favorite opening line of all time is like, he goes, he's the one that cheats.
Do you want to start?
And he goes, do you want to go? It's like, dude, does she want to go? What do you mean, does she want to go? Like, and she goes, no, I think you should go. And he's like, okay. Shocking. It was like, I was like dying at like how much, he was like in his car, like combing the hair down, like how saddest
coming
look.
In from the doghouse.
It really was. It was raining outside. He's like, So yeah, do you want to go?
I love that. I mean, do I want to go?
Yeah. It was like, and he goes, what?
Okay, I'll go.
Okay. And then he immediately says, you know, I like kissed this girl and it was, well, no, the first thing he says too, which is another obviously massively blatant lie, which is he goes, like, I ran into her at a bar. It's like, oh, you ran into your fling right before the show at a bar.
I love where he was being like, you know, obviously there was a lot for us to catch up on.
Yeah, and like, what do you mean? Like your long lost friend?
This isn't like a long term. Like, what do you?
This there's is not like enough, your best friend who you hooked up with at the end.
Yeah, we hooked up a couple times. Now I'm engaged to a high profile. I'm engaged. What is there to catch up on? Yeah, the show was awesome. I came off engaged. Peace.
Yeah, like when you When you got engaged to Becca, did you call some ex-flings that you had when you were single and just wanted to catch up with them about it? Like, that would be insane.
No, I called all the girls I was actively dating and told them that she was pregnant.
Yeah. So exactly.
Can you imagine? But I mean, just like, what?
It's like, oh, sorry, hooked
up with
this
girl. What
is
there to catch up on?
It's unbelievable. Well, it's just a lie. It's a stupid lie. Being like, we were texting and we went out for dinner. Like, that's what happened. Instead of, I ran into her at a bar and we had to catch up. But then my favorite, he goes, yeah. And so like, we kissed and it was so small. And I just,
I know.
I just wanted to get past it. And it's like, first of all, you telling your fiance that the woman you kissed, and that's just a little small thing, don't even worry about it.
I love that she's like, I don't believe you that it was just a kiss.
And it's like, it doesn't even matter. But for him to call it small is the most like boundaryless thing ever. To be like, I've decided that how I cheated. Basically what he was telling her was, you're overreacting and I don't like that you're freaking out about this and it's not a big deal and you need to chill. Like, that's basically what he was saying. And nothing could be more humiliating than the person who cheated on you telling you that, like, it's not a big deal, you just need to chill out.
And we're gonna get into it. I love that he also brought up the, it helped me realize how much I love you.
That line is like not even real. I had to cheat on you to realize how much I liked you.
I had to do that. And granted, like, look, I've been there when you're like, you know what? You don't
the
know.
The grass might be greener kind of
you
stuff, maybe.
You don't know until you try out everything. And then you'd be like, actually, I do like this. Sure. I actually prefer it. But it's like, you don't get to do that.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Not unless you're the lead.
Right.
Not unless you're the lead. You don't get to try all the flavors unless you're the lead of the show.
So another thing that I thought was just like insane. And what I loved about this was you knew it was going to go off the rails. Like the second he started talking, because you were like, oh, you don't get it. Like, you don't understand any of this. And you are about to be barbecued, because he comes in and he goes, it's small. Like, don't even worry about it. We should move past it. Automatically, just the most triggering shit in the world. And then he goes, I brought my journal to remember all the mean things you said to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me contextualize what my mindset was for the poor decisions I made. I loved her just being like, in any point during those things, did we break up?
And he's like,
she's like, did we break up?
Right.
Like, from any of those things I said to you, did we ever break up? And he's like, well, no. And she's like, exactly. No, we never broke up.
She
never
handled it.
My fiance, this was like, none of this matters.
I couldn't believe how well she handled it. It actually freaked me out. Like, how good it was. I was like, I would have lost my mind.
It was so cool.
She was so patient. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, the 2 month thing still blows me away. Like, how do you cheat in 2 months? Like, how's it even possible? Like, you're in the center of the honeymoon phase and you are cheating already. And then she's like, what are you talking about? You're trying to justify what you did to me. So then she immediately calmly calls him out and he goes, I need to walk outside. I can't handle this. Which was just like, wait, you mean she didn't just say, I love you and I'm sorry that I didn't forgive you soon enough and that's too much for you, so you need to walk out.
I love him then fake crying back there, be like, get me out of here. Yeah,
get me out of here.
And then he comes in and he's like, so how do we move forward?
Right. He's like, I know. He's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
So how do we move forward? Rachel, stop.
Yeah, he comes
back
and he
goes, beating a dead horse. I kissed a girl. Oh my God. Let's start. What's the path forward?
Yeah, he goes,
what's the path? I loved that.
He comes back and he goes, what did you want out of this?
That's what he said.
Yeah, he goes, what did you even want out of this? It's like, she goes, I want the answers. I want to know why you did this. I want to know how it happened. Like, I deserve.
It happened because you were mean to me. You said mean and hurtful things to me.
And she goes, what did I say that was mean to you? And he goes, well, you said that if it continues down like this road, it's going to be difficult for me, or something like that. It was something like, normal. You're like
going to need the ring back. Yeah,
but that was only based on the fact of if they just were if they stopped being fiance again, and they were if they ended up dating again, that she would assume to give the ring back because they're no longer fiance.
I loved when he did take the ring back.
He put it on the table. He thought and said, thank you. I can't take this.
Just love when they would finally come to the terms to break up, which he just gave back. He's like, okay. He like did some last ditch. He tried to like rescue the relationship one last time. And she's like, no, like we are done. And he's like, okay.
He goes,
just get me out of
here. He goes, okay. So she goes, I need answers. I need all this. And he goes, well, here's the thing. I cheated on you. I should have done that. But realistically, like, I just really wanted to focus on forgiving myself and not getting all bunched up in something that was so tiny. Like, that's literally what he said. And I remember I stopped it right there. I was like, bro, what is happening in your brain? Whereas you cheat on someone and they say, I just want answers. And you go, listen, I've been trying to focus on forgiving myself. And I don't want to get all like kind of bunched up in all this stuff. And then her mouth is open. Like she can't even believe it. And then he starts going like, I'm confused. You're saying a lot of like, I said stuff or like you said stuff. I'm confused. And she goes, what's so confusing about this? And then he goes, I need another break. Like he needs two breaks.
I loved it.
That's when he starts like taking his shirt off or some shit. Like he took his mic out, but then left his shirt open.
He was trying to get the mic. I think he was trying to get the mic out. And then I loved like, who was he calling?
Dude, who'd he call?
And he called and he's like smiling on the phone. And she comes out and he's like, oh, okay. Like gotta go. And just hangs up and he looks at her and he's like, hey, so like, what's up? And starts casually buttoning his shirt back up. And it's like, what the fuck? And I loved the way he combed his hair over.
Yeah.
That will always stick with me, the way that he just like combed his hair.
That was when it was like, so for me, before that moment, I go, okay, he's justifying his cheating. He doesn't look at what he did as wrong. He's just trying to appease her. And then obviously, like we were saying too, and what she was saying was like, he's very obsessed with his public image. And so he's very concerned with like not coming across a certain way. So then it was really like weird when he was outside and he was on the phone, because up until that point, he was kind of playing the sad dog thing.
He was totally normal.
But then she caught him in a moment of honesty and he was really just like, oh, what's up? Yeah. Oh, you want to go back inside? Yeah, no worries. It was like he snapped out of the role for a minute and then he realized, oh, shit, I'm on camera. And he goes, let's go back inside. Let's go back inside. And then he walks inside and he starts crying.
It was super.
It was like, whoa.
It was super crazy.
Because 2 seconds before he was mad, and 1 second before he was like, oh, what's up? Oh, yeah, you want to go inside? Let's go inside.
Do you
all of a sudden he's like, I just realized I love you. And you're like, oh.
My instinct is that he was on the phone with the girl he kissed, being like, yeah, no, like we're breaking up. Yeah, like, no, I'm going to be on a flight home, like, and, you know, I'll be back tomorrow. Like, definitely. That's okay. My instinct. Okay. That's what I would put money on.
So I was in the exact same place as you. Then Jess brought up something that I thought was interesting. She goes, I bet he's on the phone with his lawyer. And I was like,
that was my second thought.
Going like, well, like, I mean, is this going to cause a problem for this thing? Or I was trying to get on Dancing with the Stars, you know what I mean? Whatever. And he's like, is this going to cause a problem? Or like, how bad is this? You know, if she doesn't seem to be responding how we planned on, you know, he was almost in a call. Because when she caught him, he was in like business mode. He wasn't in like lovey mode.
It seemed like he was getting, the other thought I had was, is he getting coached by someone?
That's
right
what
now?
I mean. Because it was very professional.
He came in after that and gave the like very articulated.
Well, also cried. This is my, he started crying.
Well, and he gave his last ditch effort speech.
Where all of a sudden he switched from like not battling her anymore to just being like, I'm so sorry. There's no excuse. You know what I mean?
And that's where the path forward conversation started coming out.
And then he goes, oh, the weirdest ender ever. You deserve all the happiness in the world. And I wish it was me. But if it isn't going to be me, I know you deserve everything.
He's like,
two seconds ago, you were calling her.
You deserve all that. But then
I wish it was me, or could have been me.
It could have been me, but I messed it all up.
Yeah, like he got real fake so humble funny. All of a sudden. It was like a movie. It was like, bro, you're reading lines. It like, does someone feeding you lines?
It could have been me to make you happy, but I decided to cheat on you instead.
Yes. Okay, moral of the story, though. Dude, moral of the fucking story, Rachel's incredible. How she handled that whole process without going, without literally just jumping him. Like, I would have been standing up screaming at him. And the fact that she just was like, I need explanations. And she even at one point, because when he came in, he's like, what did you want out of this? He's like, do you even want to get back together? She didn't shut it down. She didn't say, there's no way we're getting back together. Get the fuck out of here. You're dead to me. She literally just said, I just want answers. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. And then he still couldn't do it. So the fact that she was not shutting it down immediately, the fact that she was calm, the fact that she never screamed at him, she never like went into the details about what he's done. Like,
the other thing too is,
she was incredible.
She apparently, they were alluding to that, she was going to therapy. She was doing, he's like, yeah, yes. You did all the work. And it was like, Tino didn't do anything. He was nothing. Just cheating on you.
Literally. So like what it sounds like is like they were going through some stuff. Maybe she was struggling with something. She even just in the with no support goes, okay, I'll go to therapy. I'll do this. And then he just cheats on her. It's like, bro, your textbook.
I seeing him in that light though, I was like, it's not surprising to me.
No, it was like the real self came out.
Yeah. And just super degaff about all of it. Him on the live too, I couldn't believe that he rehashed.
I mean, it's like, how after all of this?
Did you make the same mistake on live to bring up the same conversation when they wanted to wrap it? And he's like, should I go? And Jesse's like, no, you're fine right where you're at.
Yes.
What just happened? What is going on? He was like so confused. He's like, I think we're taking a commercial break. He's like, if not, like we're going to take one. And he was just like, what the hell is happening?
Dude, when Tino came back out, like his opening lines were like, I shouldn't have done that. I messed up. I'm sorry. But the second she asked the question, he's just like, well,
it really hurt me when you said this.
You did a lot of stuff. And if you wouldn't have done the stuff, I wouldn't have cheated. Now, I'm still saying it's bad that I cheated. I'm just saying you're the reason why I did cheat.
You pushed me. You pushed me to do it. You pushed me to cheat on you.
It's like if you're cheating, it's like you're texting with someone who you shouldn't be texting with. And then like your person goes through your phone and sees it. And you're like, you shouldn't be going through my phone. You don't go through my phone. If you don't go through my phone, you won't see that I'm cheating. So it's really on you.
Talk about trust issues.
Yeah, exactly. He had about one line in him that was able to withstand the pressure. And then the second the one line ended, she's like, well, I still think that was fucked up. He's like, well, and then he cracked and we're back to the house again. And he just starts the whole thing over again. He barbecued himself twice. Like, how do you not get absolutely decimated the first time and then go, okay, even if I'm a complete liar, I'm gonna just play it off the whole time. But he got sucked right back in.
It is also funny to me when Avon came on, I was really looking at like, what is his reaction to Avon coming out? And it almost looked like he wanted to be like, hey, dude. He was like, Avon!
Like, are we still on for Yard House?
What's up, dude? Like, it was like he wanted to get up and say hey to Avon. And Avon was just like, I'm talking to Rachel. Like, and it was just like, dude.
I didn't like the whole Avon thing.
I mean, this is the pettiness of the show.
My whole thing
was
like,
the show is so petty.
Well, it was like the way it happened, the way they did it, I felt like they went too far. Send him back, then have Avon come out and be the knight in shining armor. But the way it happened was like, it screwed everyone.
Do you think the show went too far?
Too far, because for me, it was like, what would have been the more like classy thing to do was to send Tino out after then have Avon come out as a surprise and then have there be like a moment of beauty. No. But what they did was they muddied the waters. They made Avon look like he was like having to shit on Tino instead of just letting him do it himself. Get Rachel out. But now Rachel's like in a place of like total like pain. Well,
they made-
so then, and then they're in the backstage talking and I'm like, well, they actually probably have a chance. Her and Avon probably have a chance. And you made it now awkward. So now he has to fight against his whole thing being in the wake of Tino's shit. I don't know. For they me, it just kind of screwed the whole thing.
I thought they went way out of their way to humiliate him.
Yeah, like it was just, it was
on a scale that they didn't have to do. And it's not like, this isn't, I mean, there is a level of sympathy I have towards him in this way of like, he's an, they've made him look like such an asshole on such a massive scale. Because I mean, it's like this stuff, this will follow him for so long, which is like, he's a dumbass. Like, we're not going to beat around that. But like, the show doesn't need to go any further to humiliate this guy. And it was just an interesting choice to me. But this is also where like, Jesse is a huge dick in these scenarios. I mean, there's like, as there's more to this we're talking to because we have Zach as Bachelor.
We'll get into that too. Yeah.
But like, Jesse is such a dick in some of these situations of like not having him exit off stage. Just like having the way all of that stuff happened, I'm just like, why is
well, and I don't know if that's Jesse's call, right? It might just be producers. Like, he's a part of the, he's a part of the salute. You know, he like, you know, when I think about it, I'm probably going, producers are probably
the evil geniuses
that go, you're just, Jesse's a pawn as well to some extent.
You know what I mean? About it. Now, Jesse like, bugs the shit out of me.
Because he constantly is making it about himself. Like, it's always his one-liners, his comments, him getting in there. You know,
reminding us that he was a bachelor.
Yeah, Eve. Oh, constantly. And then did you catch this? When Avon was up there, Avon went in to give Rachel a hug. Jesse jumped in between them and hugged Rachel.
I mean, hugged Avon?
No. So Jesse's sitting down. Tino's sitting down. Rachel's sitting down. Avon's standing up, right? At the culmination of the moment, everyone stands up. Rachel then comes to give Avon a hug, and Jesse jumps in between and gives Rachel a hug. And it was like, no, man, she wasn't going to give you a hug. She was giving, like, you made it about yourself again. You made it like a, hey, yeah, it's like, I'm here for you. You know that, right? It was like, dude, can you just be the host? Can you stop being one of the people in the show? It's just, it's a little bit too much for me. It's always like, man, you know how I was on the show, or you know what's going on with me. It's like, chill, bro.
I just, the whole thing was so cringy.
It was insane. I just felt like if they would have ushered Tino off, it would have been the perfect, like, You didn't make him do, you didn't set it up anymore, you just let him talk.
Also though, what is Tino like, why'd you even agree to go?
I said the same
after
thing.
After the house.
I was like, why would, because he probably thought to himself in his brain, I'm gonna clean up my reputation.
After the house though, why would you, you're like, why did you bring me here just to humiliate me? And it's like, dude, what do you think the live is gonna be?
Well, that's why I was like, he must have in his brain thought, oh, I'm going to save myself and I'm going to walk away like being a good guy.
I'm going to make her look like a mean person.
And then he didn't realize that like he didn't have his lies right. Because then he immediately, because what is so obvious is that he looks like, he clearly just feels in his deep heart that like he didn't really look at it like that big of a deal. If she wasn't so problematic to me or whatever the issue is, I wouldn't have done it. Like, he clearly believes that so deeply that like he couldn't even hang and lie to make it sound like he didn't believe it. Cause he immediately cracks and is just like, well, if you wouldn't have done this stuff, I wouldn't. Like, he couldn't even hang on live television. It was mind blowing how he came on and barbecued himself again.
Okay. Now Zach.
Zach's a new batch.
Young Jesse.
100%.
It's the funniest thing.
They're the same person.
They're literally the same. And this is where I'm like, Jesse's such a dick, is after all the girls came out and Jesse's like, so can you even name their names?
That was humiliating.
That was so like...
It was so mean.
It's mean to everybody up there of like, dude, what are you doing?
And you know that wasn't even on the script. He just like ripped that off.
He totally ripped. He thought he was being so funny. And it's like, dude, you know how hard that is? Like, he's not expecting to meet these girls.
Jesse's, I'm getting the vibe from Jesse, like he's the buff guy. And then he's making the guy who's not strong, like do a bunch of push-ups. So we can all laugh at him, how little push-ups he can do.
Yeah.
Like that's what it felt like. Like, how many push-ups can you do? What, two? Do it. Do it. Everyone look. He can only do two. Like that's what it literally was. It was like, let's make fun of him. Mm-hmm. It was bully mentality.
It was really weird. And that's why I was like, dude, he's a fucking dick. I just couldn't believe of like, this is our introduction to The Bachelor and you just smeared his ass so hard of like, he just embarrassed him in front of like everybody on the introduction, in front of all those girls who feel like so less than now.
Dude, 100%. It was humiliating for everybody.
I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
The main thing I could think about though was Zach was like, not a mean bone in his body. Sweet as pie, he will be devoured by the producers.
Oh, completely.
The producers, like he doesn't.
I loved him going to Jesse though, being like whispering in his ear, and he's like, "No, no,
yeah."
I wish he would have just been like, "Fucking like," right. If he had just.
But like, let's be real. He's way too innocent for the show. He doesn't have any grit. He will be mutilated. How he fell for Rachel. And how he fell so hard and then like fell off so hard. Like, dude, wait till the producers start manufacturing fake like loves for him and putting him with women that he might think are in love with him when they're not. Like, wait till they start manipulating his life in the show. He will be putty in their hands. Like, they will be able to just wreck his life. Do not get it twisted. The next season will be a bloodbath because of what they'll be able to do to that
poor
guy.
He's such golden retriever vibes.
Total golden retriever, bro. And you got to have a little pit bull in you to survive the show. Mm-hmm. Both Gabby and Rachel have pit bull in them. Like, is hard, and it was still so hard for them. But it's like they both have like the street smarts of like, I can sense when something's up. One thing I will say before we finish up the Zach thing. All in all, one thing I will say is that Rachel and Gabby ended the show looking amazing.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
They both handled their situation so kindly and sweetly. Like the fact that Rachel put up with all the Tino shit and didn't rip his head off and was just like well-spoken, calm, patient, didn't let herself get out of control, let him do it himself, and then walked away like with her head on her shoulders was amazing. I would have not been able to do that. And then the fact that Gabby went through all the stuff with Eric and just was so sweet the whole time. It was like, hey, I'm here for you. We got this thing together. We're in this thing together. I was like, y'all do not deserve these women. That was kind of my like closing note to the vibe, to be honest with you, was like, y'all don't deserve the women. Okay. I think poor Zach will be destroyed.
Zach will be destroyed.
There's How did no you feel about the it. Whole bringing out the women in the initial rose thing?
I don't like the idea that we just took agency away from him. I was not into like America's Choice for you.
Right.
Like, what is that about?
I mean, I guess that's just the first impression, Rose. So you
that's
can
not
still...
even his choice to make.
Yeah, I didn't. It was, you know, okay, here's what I will say. This gets into the whole good TV versus right thing to do. The right thing to do was not to do that. It was good TV, though.
It was.
Because some of the girls were really nervous. Some of them were really natural. And it really created like a moment. And Zach was by far the least natural.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of the first girl walking out? What do you think she said? Was she just like cursing up a storm when they had to like totally bleep her thing out?
I thought
out?
My stream went down for a second because it was such a long thing. She probably just was so nervous and just swore not even thinking about it and then just realized like, oh,
so
I can't
funny.
Do that.
I thought the shots girl was going to win for sure.
We definitely were like, it was between the girl who won and that girl. Whether we were like, it's got to be one or the other. Because it was like, they both were so natural. I'm blanking on their names, but it was, who won was,
of course, dude, no one can.
Was it Brianna?
Such a low blow to ask if you remembered their names.
I see. I can't remember the names. Let's see. Who was it? It was, Brianna. So Brianna won. She was super natural, right? Funny. The picture thing was great. He put the picture in his thing. Like, it was awesome. And then the girl who had the shots, that was great as well. They were the most natural. Yeah, she took the picture and then put it in there, and it was like a flirty, it was like perfectly timed, and it was natural, and she wasn't nervous and all that shit. And then so she wins, right? And then they hug, and you hear him go, awesome, you're awesome.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're awesome?
You're awesome. Like, and she was like, you're awesome.
You
and
have I was like, any what? Game? Like, he has no game. He's going to be destroyed. He's done. It's going to be a bloodbath.
We'll see. I mean, Zach clearly had game. Like, he was...
I think he was just the only one of the group.
He's so that nice was and diehard. Agreeable.
I mean, every other guy was like, I don't know if I'm ready for engagement. He was like, I'm ready. Tomorrow. Let's do it. I think that's was his true thing. Too. His thing was that he was unwaveringly dedicated to the process. So she was attracted to that. But you could tell that she didn't have the it factor with him. I think what's going to happen on this show is that he's going to be like falling in love with 40 people. And then he's going to be torn to shreds.
Maybe we'll see some rose ceremonies, though.
Instead of like the two we saw this last
Yeah, we
season?
Hardly saw any rose ceremonies.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was, I will say, I appreciate the drama. It was a very dramatic finale. We had a lot going on. I was ready for Rachel's dad to like physically go after Tino. When he was like in the crowd, he's like 20 feet from him, and he's just like, one more word and I'm coming.
He came off, I mean, it's just so funny to me. I love they call him Big Tony still, where he like came off like such a hard ass on the but first he's just, introduction. You know, he's just, teddy he's just bear. Like, I'm just here to support my daughter.
Really sweet. Just like a big kind of scary guy that's just really nice and loves his daughter.
I thought
so
he was
much.
Gonna be like, you're a piece of shit.
No.
To him. I thought he would say something of just like, how dare you mistreat my daughter in that way and like come into our house and lie to us and just like misrepresent yourself. Like, he would have been totally justified in saying anything. And instead he just was, you know, and it's like, wouldn't have been wrong. Wouldn't have been whatever if he had taken his moment as like, you know, dad in that scenario.
Yeah. Well, I'm the champion, so...
You won.
I should have, like, an award or something.
I feel like I was so close.
You were very close. You and Becca were very close. But, you know, I came out on top, so big deal. It's just, we
can't all be winners.
We can't all be winners. There can only be one.
We can't all be winners.
I feel sad. Well, I feel good that I won, and I feel a little nervous for Gabby, but at the end of the day, I hope it all works out. I hope he realized his wrongs. I hope he's a good guy. I hope there's no red flags. I hope they ride off into the sunset, have 100 kids. Maybe not 100, that's a lot, but a decent amount.
That's a ton. I don't wish that on anybody.
That's a lot of kids. Are you ready for to touch sand?
I've been getting crispy just waiting, dude. I've been buried in the sand. I have all of the teasers for Paradise have me... I really want to know what this whole fuck you, Jesse Palmer moment is. I'm really, what is, we have teasers on Paradise's first threesome. We have the vibrator scenario.
We get Shanae back.
We do get Shanae back. I really hope she brings up the Bane stuff really bad.
Oh, that's Cassidy.
Oh, that's Cassidy. Yeah, Cassidy looks like she was on it too.
Are they both on it? Yeah, I think so.
I think
Is Shanae on it?
I didn't notice Shanae. Wait, I saw Cassidy.
Hold on. I'm looking this up.
Is
Shanae.
I saw Cassidy there.
Wait, side note. Cassidy wasn't supposed to be on it. Remember we talked with her about it?
I don't.
Yes.
Shanae and Cassidy are
on
it?
I don't see Cassidy.
I thought we saw her in the preview, though.
So Shanae's definitely on it.
Okay, let's see what she looks
but
like.
But I don't see Cassidy.
Let's see what she looks like right now. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mistake her face. There was a girl who looked just like Cassidy in the preview.
That's what I thought, too. I thought I saw Cassidy. I feel like definitely Shanae's in there. I mean, we got to have villain one and two. That would be amazing if they were both on there. But definitely Shanae's on there. But I've looked at three websites now, and I'm not seeing Cassidy's name. I don't know. Either way, it's going to be sick.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be rich.
It'll be rich.
It'll be, you know, it'll be a shit show is what it
looks
like.
Which is what we love. A good shit show is incredible.
Aaron's back.
Aaron is back.
Calling shots.
Calling shots. It's going to be sick. Wow, well, what a culmination. Let's clap it up, guys. We did it. Another beautiful season.
We made it through another season.
We made it through another season.
We made it through a historical season.
A double Bachelorette season.
A double, one of the most dramatic seasons in Bachelor history.
Which it was, I will say.
It was.
There was some real drama there. Well, thanks for coming on the journey. We love you all. We touch sand next week. I'm going to be gone. So we're going to be doing, I'm going to be zooming in.
Oh, we're going to Zoom?
Yeah, we're going to have to do Zoom. So you have to come here.
I come here. I'm going to sit in your seat. I'm going to sit in your seat and play with your toys.
I'm going to be in Nashville all next week. So I'm going to have to be zooming in. But I'm going to bring a camera. We'll make it look nice. Don't you worry. So that's why it might make sense for you to come here. We don't have to do it exactly
you know,
the same time.
You just made me realize I went to a country music thing recently.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
How did you feel about
it? I saw... well, I had certain feelings, but the headliner was a woman whose name I can't remember. But she was really phenomenal.
That's good to hear.
She's a really big country singer.
Maren Morris.
No.
Carrie Underwood.
Brandy.
Carlisle.
Yeah.
Brandy Carlisle, isn't that?
Brandy Carlisle. She's got blonde hair.
Brandy Carlisle. I don't think Brandy Carlisle is this. Brandy Carlisle is definitely not a country singer.
What does she sing?
I don't know.
It's got to be. Wilco was playing.
That's like a...
It was in Redondo.
That's like a folk Redondo festival.
And it had Willie Nelson's son.
That's like folky. Okay, that's cool. That's more like a
Brandy
folk
Carlisle
festival.
Was headlining.
Cool. Sweet.
It was fun.
Well, we touch sand next week. We will be... It's going to be... I'm excited. I love those early episodes, too, because they're just kind of like... Fun. It's just fun, good times.
Well, I love everyone thinks that they're like cementing their relationship for the rest of paradise as if like they're not going to do everything they possibly can to disrupt all of that.
Exactly. I love the intros and everyone's like, what's up? And like,
they really do make it look like it's wildly unpredictable, though.
Yeah, they really do. But it's all calculated. The pawns get moved by the chess masters. Mr. Wayne.
I was trying to think of like it's a Matrix situation
100%.
Where like, you know, the computers, Neo's just, he doesn't really fully know what's going on.
We're all plugged in.
Yeah, the machines are just controlling it.
All the contestants are just in a bath of goo.
And they're just manipulating the emotions to power the batteries. The machine batteries. You know, it's odd how similar Monsters, Inc. is to that.
Mike Wazowski?
Well, they're powering batteries. The whole monster city is powered off of like some sort of emotional output. You know, it's very similar to the Matrix.
Mm. Well, we love you all. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on the sand, baby.
Mm-hmm. Take me to paradise.
Take me to paradise.
Just take me to paradise.
Bye. Chat soon.
Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.